TPR.
Voce, but I don't carry it around. But maybe I should. Mera ye problem hai, I need to have a traveling setup.
Yeah, because blue walon ka na, they have a mic which is a smaller mic called the Snowball. That's a bit.
I had that before, but it's so wibbly wobbly.
It is quite wobbly. Yeah. Everyone, welcome to episode 207. This is the February accompanying episode for the Hamnava Select playlist. Before we start, quick poll. Zirak, beard, yes or yes? Only two options. Thank you for voting. Haji, hamari ek aur playlist aa gayi hai. We started off in the middle. Main socha tha abhi basma se baat ho gayi. Jis laga achha achha, March wali episode ho rahi hai. Maine kaha nahi, February wali. And then I was editing the clips from the January episode. So, toh ye clips kaun si? Maine kaha ye January ki hai. Lekin abhi toh February khatam ho raha hai. So, what I was thinking was beech mein, somehow we had managed to get early episodes now. Or ab I think we are back to where we
this stay. Is just I am falling behind. So January I fell behind, and then but that was a recording failure. That was not I think hai na ko scheduling ka mein kuch issue. Or not, I don't remember.
Maybe
this time I was on vacation for a week. So which is why our February mahina bhi chota hai. So we
I like the second I like the second reason more.
Agli do din se hame kya mil jana tha. But the playlist we had most of it 10 days ago, I think.
Yeah, you said to me a while ago.
Gaane to nahi maine dale, but we didn't have time to release it. So I think it's just running behind. Abhi humne wa kabhi bahut sara material pada hua hai jo maine nikala nahi.
Bhai wo tumhara interview wali episode kab aa rahi hai? Main kar dun edit.
Yaar edit karne ki zarurat nahi hai, sirf post karna hai.
Oh, अच्छा
ये हाल है इस वक्त. No, but hopefully I will get on it, and then March में हम करते हैं कि early Ramzan, if not.
Oh yeah, because that's also a thing coming up. Ramzan में, now this might be aiming too high. Ramzan में music releases are usually low. तो अगर हम ऐसा कुछ कर लें कि बजाय एंड ऑफ रमजान प्लेलिस्ट के अगर रिलीजेस कम होने हैं वैसे भी वी वर थिंकिंग बीच बीच में ना ऑफ डूइंग लाइक सम सॉर्ट ऑफ लाइक अ थीम्ड एपिसोड लाइक ड्रामा ओएसटीज या बेस्ट क्रिकेट एंथम्स और समथिंग व्हिच हैज ऑलरेडी बीन डन और समथिंग लाइक दैट मे बी वी कुड डू समथिंग लाइक दैट अब हर कोई गाना निकाल लेगा रमजान
तो अन नहीं होगा ना अब होगा क्या कि अभी मार्च के बहुत सारे गाने प्री रमजान निकल गए हैं जो इस प्लेलिस्ट में नहीं है पिछले एक हफ्ते में बहुत गाने निकले जिस एक हफ्ते में मैं छुट्टी भी था और मैंने प्लेलिस्ट तैयार कर दी थी बहुत गाने निकल गए वो सारे गाने आएंगे मार्च की प्लेलिस्ट में जो हम होपफुली अगले दो हफ्ते में तैयार करेंगे फिर हम वो एपिसोड जब भी रिकॉर्ड करेंगे या रमजान से पहले होगा या रमजान के पहले हफ्ते में होगा वो कवर हो जाएगा फिर होगा अप्रैल वाला एपिसोड अप्रैल 10-11 को होगी ईद और उस दिन निकलेंगे 25 गाने तो हम ये करते हैं कि उसके बाद रिकॉर्डिंग रखते हैं
हाँ हाँ तो वो तो होने ही हो ऐसे ही होगा क्योंकि अच्छा अप्रैल में 20 आई थिंक एंड ऑफ अप्रैल आई एम गोइंग ट्रैवलिंग माय सेल्फ
तो बस ठीक है ईद पे गाने सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाए
हाँ या असाइनमेंट ईद असाइनमेंट लिसन टू म्यूजिक हाँ क्योंकि देन वी विल हैव टू रिकॉर्ड आई थिंक इट्स द 20th ना audience, if you're still here with us, schedule decide कर रहे हैं. हाँ, 10-12 को है ना शायद ईद. Yeah, तो फिर उसके that's the weekend right after. ठीक है. I mean, I have to do nothing. it's all on you. लेकिन मैं भी ready हूँ.
ठीक है. We will be ready. ईद पे बहुत सारे गाने सुनेंगे और कुछ आर्टिस्ट कहेंगे हमें pre-release भेजना please ताकि हम homework easy हो जाए हमारा.
Yeah, what is that thing about? This is an old person question. People put out these links and they're like pre-save my song. This is a very Spotify thing. What is this? I've never done it. I'm like जब आएगा मैं सुन लूँगा.
Yeah, it's just a thing where if you pre-save it, then the Spotify like tells you that it was released. So I think they do some extra follow-up.
Or you get a notification?
Yeah, I think when you open the app, it shows it to you or it like throws it in a playlist. But basically, it's a way of capturing interest when people discover your post as opposed to after when your song is released. So it's a good way of capturing some early interest. The App Store, maybe if our app release karte hain, you can pre-order. So when I released the app, you could pre-order it, which basically meant people said, "Ha, hamare phone par dal dein, jis din bhi release ho." And that meant that when people saw my post, instead of waiting and then remembering, they could just do it then. So it's a smart thing to do. I don't think most people do it, but for the people that do, it's a chance that there are people that are interested and may have lost out when the song was released. So
if
you're an artist and you're not doing it, you should.
Attention spans and algorithmic feeds ke gaane ke release ke baad aapne beshak promote kar bhi diya aur maine nahi dekha to you're casting a wider net.
Isme jo issue hai wo ye ki har platform ka apna system hai. So aap ek
I've only seen this for Spotify so far.
Haan. Haan. To ab har platform pe aap unki jo bhi nuances hain unke liye particular kar rahe hain bahut mushkil kaam hai. This is why all of these like DistroKid type companies are important, and it's also why management that does this for a bunch of artists where they remember and they have a workflow sorted out is important and necessary. Why these companies are existing now is because they can handle every platform pretty well and they have workflows, but every artist can't stay on top of them. But yeah, it's just something you have to do.
That's interesting. The new work that has been created by all these companies that have automated things but differently. तो इस दफा की प्लेलिस्ट में अगेन वी हैव सेवरल सॉन्ग्स अ फ्यू रिपीट सॉन्ग्स लाइक रिपीट इन द सेंस के वन आर्टिस्ट हैज मल्टीपल सॉन्ग्स ऑन द थिंग वी आई डिड सम सिलेक्शंस एंड फिर मैंने जीरक को दे दिया द वे दिस वर्क्स इज जीरक सेंड मी द प्लेलिस्ट दिस इज इफ यू वांट टू रिक्रिएट एन एपिसोड एट होम जीरक सेंड्स मी द प्लेलिस्ट And then usme se my very tedious effort wala kaam is ki I just listen to the music. And main Zirak ko 3-4 gaane bataya tha ki haan inke baare mein ye baat kar lete hain. And then Zirak again apparently goes and does a whole bunch of homework to bring additional context to the rambling that I ensue in. To maine aapko bheje kuch gaane. We can talk. How much work did you need to do considering you came back from holiday yesterday?
A bit. क्योंकि मैं 40-40 गाने जब आप सुन रहे हो आप थोड़ा सा यू डोंट हैव एनीथिंग इंटेलिजेंट टू से अबाउट ऑल 40 विदाउट डूइंग सम होमवर्क सो आई हैड टू डू अ लिटिल बिट सम ऑफ दीस पीपल आर पीपल दैट वी नेवर टॉक्ड अबाउट बिफोर सो इट्स नॉट दैट वी हैव कॉन्टेक्स्ट बार बार हम मानू को नीचे कर देते हैं मानू का जब भी कोई गाना आए यू एंड आई प्रॉब्ली डोंट नीड अ टन ऑफ कॉन्टेक्स्ट बिकॉज वी हर्ड ऑल द प्रीवियस स्टफ but with some of these people you have to be like अच्छा कहाँ से निकल रहा है कौन है नए लोग हैं तो who are they at all you know and sometimes you and I just have to say we don't know we have no idea who these people are but it's a good song so it's mostly just that which is like what is there what context is there about this group of artists तो कभी पर कुछ मिल जाता है ये जो पहले हमारे रैफ सफेरा और नसीबो लाल वाला गाना
for that I'm surprised material. Oh, you did? Achha. I'm surprised this guy showed up on the thing because I had to go and look up his inka belong kahan se. And wo mujhe nahin mil raha kahin se na. Until I found this one interview where he alluded to the fact that his family is from West Punjab.
He read you the Kiran Thappad ka wo hai na, Substack ka koi tha.
I don't know. It was a black background wala page. With white text on it.
ChatGPT, where was this?
So, usme he was saying ki haan, family's from West Pakistan, which West Punjab, which now we consider Pakistan. I was like, cha cha cha. Because obviously, the main focus of this is also Pakistani or Pakistan adjacent artists ka hona. So, that was surprising. I had heard of him. I had heard another, I think Nachale Soniye was the song.
Yes.
Which I had heard a few months ago through a TikTok trend. Which was referencing how RDB style classic UK Bhangra music was quote unquote back. And then when this song starts, the Naseebo Wala song, it's an excerpt of somebody doing some interview somewhere, which could be a podcast, specifically talking about how diaspora Bhangra music has gotten big. Lekin Raf Sapera Saab Wapas Aa Gaye and showing that the UK scene is still active. So very like, you know, reminiscent or referential perhaps to that trend. خیر, how did you come across it? This is the Nasibo connection.
So I had come across Nachle Soniye before.
Yeah.
وہ تو Natasha and I had been listening to Nachle Soniye. So, but I had lost track.
Yeah.
That was Raf Sapera. Then Leila found Raf Sapera and she found the Nasibo Lal song. And then we were like, achha, ye batne kahan se belong karte hain. And so the conclusion was the same, which is that he is a UK, what he calls himself, a Punjabi music artist.
Yeah.
So he is part of the Punjabi music genre. Achha, so this is part of it. So we'll put this on hold for a second.
Mm.
But he considers himself British. His family is Pakistani. Ab, so now the question then becomes, ab hum jo track kar rahe hain, usme hum Pakistani music mein, does it fit the border or not? So usually my line is, if they either claim to be Pakistani themselves, then yes.
Why is there a thumbs up in your video?
Oh my God.
Have you done something?
Apple zindabad. Usually I talk with my thumb out. And then if it thinks you're giving a thumb up, then Apple is like, oh, we should give you animated thumbs up also.
Really? Wow. Oh, Steve Jobs is sure glad he's dead.
Yeah, actually, the joke is that wo jo therapist ke portals hote hain, they give warnings now to people being like, if you see animated reactions, these are just Apple things. Do not worry. Because they can be really triggering. You know, aapko baat kar rahe gab se fireworks aa gaye ya thumbs up aa gaye.
Horrible jokes aa rahe bahut sare, but we'll move on to back to drops as quickly as possible. So
the question is, how do you define the boundaries of Pakistani music, and is that worth it or not? Anyway, I'll just say, we will only track Pakistani music. Acha, Pakistani music mein, where does a genre like Punjabi music fit? Acha, Punjabi music hai, AP Dhillon bhi Punjabi music hai, Sidhu bhi Punjabi music hai, Raf Sapera bhi Punjabi music hai, Nasibo Lal bhi Punjabi music hai, aur Manu bhi Punjabi music hai. So, you know, this is one of those areas where Pakistani music as a defining factor is very limiting. Like Bollywood is now a genre. Bollywood is not just Indian music. Right? Bollywood make ek sense. Hai. Bollywood music can be anywhere. Right. It mostly comes from India, but it could be anywhere. And so now, when Raf Sapera talks about Punjabi music, he talks about Punjabi music as part of a kind of Punjabi culture thing that is cross-border. It sources from this place that is now in India and Pakistan, but is no longer Indian, no longer Pakistan. British Punjabi music, Canadian Punjabi music is a whole different scene. Yeah. Jisko log India mein bhi sun rahe hain, baki duniya mein sun rahe hain. Aur ab, the thing that about Raf Sapera that is interesting is that it is Punjabi music that is broken through to non-Punjabi audiences.
Right.
So Nachle Soniye and some other music is playing in regular British clubs.
Humne kal in the dance scene. Yeah, kal humne ittefaqan Nachle Soniye ki video lagayi, because I was thinking about all this and I had never seen the video before, and I was surprised by English subtitles in the song, also with like Soniye translated to like, you know, the closest equivalent English word, which in the intention is obviously ki aapko Punjabi ya Urdu Hindi nahi aati, which probably means English. So and AP Dhillon also did was it Coachella?
AP,
was that AP Dhillon? Who did Coachella?
No, wo to Diljit tha na.
Diljit.
Diljit, I believe, is still India based, if I'm not wrong.
It's not America, Canada based.
I will double check. This is why we do homework. Diljit was not on my out of syllabus question. So Raf Sapera is interesting for this reason. Acha, is case mein to he has done a song with music. Kya ho gaya yaar, mujhe kab se kar rahe hain
ye? He's great.
Done a music. He's done a song with Nasibo Lal. To ye to definite in tha na playlist mein. But I think Raf Sapera is interesting for just general reasons as well. He's interesting to Pakistani audiences. It makes sense for me to track him. I don't think he necessarily identifies as Pakistani. Usually my bar. Either you identify as Pakistani or you're first generation. But in his case, he doesn't. And so I wouldn't classify him as a Pakistani musician. But in this case, it made sense to at least like take a look. And this song is also
wafer. Yeah, the technical term. Because RDB is huge in Pakistan, especially that golden era of early 2000s wala RDB. They have come to Pakistan a lot, you know, in live performances wagera. And Raf Sapera Music, I think the first comparison everyone makes is it has that retro sound, 100% RDB wali sound from the 2000-2010 wala period. And he... Yeah, the Punjabi thing I also found interesting at how hard it was for me to find out where his family is from. Because usually people mention it, right? Like if you ask Imran Khan, he will say that from Pakistan. I think he's from Gujarat or something, right? Pakistan wala. But Raf Sapera, absolutely not saying, except for that one thing that I found. So this was also interesting for me to consider, ke achha, did his family move there before partition, even if they moved after the partition, does that mean that the Punjabi identity, because the big thing in the partition was Punjab was being split, are there pockets where Punjab never split, you know, out in like a mentality sort of way, ke hum to yahan aa gaye but wahan udhar subcontinent mein jo bhi hua whatever, but like, you know, we have that connection still, and is that what he's grown up in or believes in? Which was interesting thought experiment. Hum phone karte hain abhi Anshul Malhotra ko, call.
Yaar, you know, one of the really interesting things is if you listen to a lot of Punjabi rap, there is this romanticization of Lahore. Even Indian side Punjabi rap, people that have never visited Lahore, wo Lahore ki aise baat karte hain, some sort of holy place that they want to visit. Like Natasha's pointed this out to me a bunch, and I'd like, you know, we've talked about how Lahore is this kind of fictional, magical Punjabi hip-hop place, you know, but wo humne kabhi usko own nahi kiya kisi tarah, kyunki hamare liye ab wo ek Pakistani,
a city in Pakistan,
right? It's, I think the Pakistani theater is becoming less and less useful by the day as a genre identifying discourse. Acha, ab main mera kehne ka matlab ye hai ki ab when humne started, we started thinking of Pakistani music as a thing to write about, because Pakistani music ka ek separate situation hai. Indian music nahi hai, Bollywood music nahi hai. There's a different story. Let's start talking about it. But now that I think about, like, when hip hop fans listen to desi hip hop, to wo desi hip hop ek separate scene hai, jisko wo DHH tag hota hai har jagah. Jo sari reaction videos hain, wo nahi dekhte ki Pakistani gana hai ya Indian gana hai. Wo desi hip hop dekhte hain.
Acha.
Ab wo hip hop wale log हम नवा नहीं आते कि पाकिस्तानी हिप हॉप क्या है, नहीं उनको पर वो देसी, वो इंडियन सुने या वो पाकिस्तान का सुने, डजंट मैटर. जिन्होंने पंजाबी सुनना होगा पंजाबी सुन लेंगे, जिन्होंने सिंधी सुनना होगा सिंधी सुन लेंगे, बट द पाकिस्तान इंडिया डिवाइड इज नॉट रेलेवेंट.
इज इट नॉट रेलेवेंट, और वुड यू से इज लाइक बिकमिंग less relevant by the day for people interested in the genre?
I think it's your definition is better, the second one. What I mean to say is, as a kind of organizational influence, it's probably no longer as useful.
Right.
Like,
right.
Audience does not go and say, ki mujhe Pakistani gaane sunne, Indian nahi sunne. Kabhi kabhi hota bhi hai. Like, especially when political things get worse, but from a kind of pure artistic angle, it doesn't work. And so, ye Raf Sapera ka article, Kiran Thapar, meri paas aaya, I think that might be the one you've read as well. The way he talks about Punjabi music as this sort of global phenomenon, about Punjabi culture, and there is some sort of Punjabiness that is detached from the reality of partition and detached from the reality of the rest of the subcontinent, it suggests that there is another kind of organizational force here. Theek hai, ab hum dekhenge Pakistan India mein collabs kitni ho rahi hain gaanon mein in different genres, despite the kind of economic issues. Ali Sethi aur Aruja saab kis tarah kaam kar rahe hain with people from all across the world.
Wo, Tucker Duck had Indian guitarists on their songs. Young Stunners have done, Faris has done cross-border hip-hop collabs.
Umair has done for Krishna. To bahut sare collabs aa rahe hain iska. So again, in that case, the genre becomes more important, right? And so for people like me who are trying to draw a line about, no, we will cover Pakistani things, it becomes less and less of a clear line about
less cut and dry. Like so many artists that we pick up, like Aleem, or we've talked about how they have, they're from Pakistan, but audience, majority audience might be India in terms of numbers. So हाँ इट सीम्स एंड देन पिछले एपिसोड में तो वो भी कह रहे थे ना कि हाउ यू नो बिकॉज ऑफ द फाइनेंशियल टेक्निकल इश्यूज इन पाकिस्तान इट माइट बी बेटर फॉर पीपल टू हैव अ इंटरनेशनल एस्टैब्लिश्ड बेस फ्रॉम व्हिच दे कैन एक्सेस देयर ऑडियंस विदाउट द लिमिटेशंस दैट कम विद बीइंग इन पाकिस्तान क्योंकि द ऑडियंसेस एग्जिस्ट अक्रॉस बॉर्डर्स राइट व्हिच आई सपोज अगेन जस्ट रीइंफोर्सेस द पॉइंट के द कल्चरल connections as they are being drawn out in the music are stronger than the existing geographical delineations kya mein zabardast sentencing maine construct kiya but
there's no better thing when using a great sentence to finish it off with wow what a great sentence
immediately ha ha to to yeah I think the phir lekin वो इशू आता है इन माई माइंड हाउ डू यू सॉल्व दिस प्रॉब्लम आई थिंक द प्रॉब्लम परहैप्स कैन नॉट बी सॉल्व इन द सेंस के वही जो सेपरेशंस हैं इन टर्म्स ऑफ लॉजिस्टिक्स वो तो रहेंगी बट द इट मेक्स सेंस दैट दिस इज हैपनिंग फ्रॉम अ आर्टिस्टिक कल्चरल आउटपुट परस्पेक्टिव बिकॉज द कल्चरल रिलेशंस एंड शेयर्ड कल्चर्स गो बैक बियॉन्ड द करंट बॉर्डर्स
ग्रेट एंड आई थिंक If you come across art that makes organization difficult, then that art is probably good. Mm. It's a good rule. हमारे साथ जब भी होता है कि हमें समझ नहीं आता कि किधर फिट होंगे, कहाँ से देखें इनको, that's usually a good sign because it indicates that something is changing. If things are too easy to fit, then you're like, कहाँ फिट हो रहा है, you know? This is a good segue, so I'm going to use it if it works for you.
Very excited.
अच्छा. So, अगला गाना हमने रखा होता मुरु और
हाँ
मिकाल हसन बैंड
सो बिफोर यू बिगिन योर सेगवे आई मस्ट पुट आउट माय डिस्क्लेमर आई हैव सेड बिफोर आई एम एंटी फन इन म्यूजिक एंड मुरु आई एसोसिएट अ लॉट विद फन म्यूजिक एंड देन अ फ्यू वीक्स अगो व्हेन आई वाज विद माय नॉर्मी क्रू एंड वी हैड टॉक्ड अबाउट प्रीवियस एपिसोड में इन द कार्स हमने सेड मुरु का भी तो गाना आया मिकाल हसन बैंड के साथ आई थॉट दे वर लाइंग एंड जब हमने देखा देयर वाज अ मुरु सॉन्ग एंड आग लग गई मुझे कि Why did either of them do this? and both now that song and another song are on this playlist. The first song I have the fun issue with, but the second song I surprisingly to myself liked more. But khair, construction wali baat pe now back to Zirak and kaam ki baat hai.
Acha, ab baat ho rahi genre ki. ठीक है? Acha, so what Muru has done is that he has sung a very Muru song, as you have identified. This is. Very much in Muru's wheelhouse. Muru has put out two EPs in the last two or three months, I think.
Achha.
Achha. Ab, interesting baat ye hai ki in EPs pe Talanjum bhi hai, Share bhi hai, I think Umair bhi hai, aur ab Mikal Hasan bhi hai. So now you are saying, why are all these big people working with Muru? Which clearly suggests what the status of Muru is in this scene. Ab status kya hai ki Muru ne wo Faris ke saath gaana nikala tha, aaj se 10 saal pehle. और फिर देन मुरु हैड दिस ग्रेट एल्बम अराउंड 2015 2016 मैं बोल रहा हूं बट इट वाज एक्चुअली लाइक वन ऑफ द सॉर्ट ऑफ ब्रेकथ्रू एल्बम्स ऑफ दैट टाइम
हां मेनी ही मेड लाइक मेनी क्रेजी वीडियोस ऑफ दो सॉन्ग्स हिमसेल्फ
क्रेजी वीडियोस एंड द म्यूजिक इटसेल्फ वाज आल्सो प्रोग्रेसिव इन द सेंस दैट इट वाज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम व्हाट वाज बीइंग डन बाय द रेस्ट ऑफ द इंडस्ट्री एंड इट वाज पुशिंग द इंडस्ट्री फॉरवर्ड इन सम वे
या
अच्छा अब इधर हुआ ये कि मुरु ने फिर कई साल गाने नहीं निकाले बिकॉज़ मुरु इज अ इतनी देर में हुआ ये कि इंडस्ट्री पूरी हो गई है उल्टी 2020 के बाद से एंड दिस आर्ट इज स्टक इन दैट ओल्ड बकेट अच्छा जो अब इंटरेस्टिंग बात यह नए बच्चे हैं वो क्यों है इसमें तलंजुम क्यों है शारे क्यों है उमेर क्यों है And I think to them, Muru is this sort of older person, kind of like Shamoon, people that were there before, who set this bit of the industry up. So for them, I think it is a kind of almost honor to be on the album.
Sure.
Even if it doesn't move their careers or the music industry forward.
Right.
So for them, so I feel like Muru has received a lot of kind of votes of confidence that have increased his stature of stardom, right? It's kind of recognition almost that all of these kids that we now think are trailblazers are working with this guy. Shamoon's album was similar.
Yeah.
Which I don't think Shamoon's album will be remembered as much as, say, for example, like Hassan's album might be remembered. But everybody that was on Shamoon's album indicates how big Shamoon is to all of these artists.
Yeah.
Similarly with Muru. Acha, Mikal hasn't come in this, which is very interesting. So Muru and Mikal, it seems, have spent a lot of time together. Muru has spent time in Mikal's studio. They have a podcast from about a year ago where it's clear that their journey goes back away. So I think Mikal Hasan is now not only mixing and producing, but also playing guitars on the song. And it might just be Mikal alone. So the, on Spotify, it's credited to the band. On YouTube, it's credited to Mikal Hasan alone.
Achha.
So ab mujhe nahi pata ke dono mein se kis, which is more accurate. But let's assume it's Mikal Hasan primarily. I think what this indicates is also this sort of relationship or this sort of homage to a different time in Pakistani music. The different that chalti hai, studio-based culture.
Conscious or just natural?
I think natural in the way that it's easier to work with, right? Matlab ye ki aapko pata hai ki kaam kaise hota hai, kis tarah ka music banana hai. And so the sort of music that they create is very guitar-based, almost punk rock music with Muru at the front and Mikal at the back. Like when you listen to it, you shuru mein, before you went into it, your reaction was, ye kaise ho sakta hai?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then when you listen to it, I'm assuming you saw glimpses of both of them doing what they do.
Yeah, yeah. Muru very decidedly is doing what he does. I was thinking about Mikal Hasan in, as credited as the Mikal Hasan band. And everything I've heard from them has either been very prog rock at its most Western, otherwise full, you know, incorporating Eastern classical fusion elements. And this has none of those. Isme, I was thinking ki yaar achha, they're taking like a very different direction, Mikal Hasan band, or inke paas to wo, they had a flautist as well. Fluter. They had, and wo sab kidhar chala gaya? But now that you're saying there's perhaps only Mikal Hasan, that makes more sense. But even in that instance, I haven't heard Mikal Hasan do a lot of pop-ish, you know, more...
This is like Mikal Hasan playing on the Nuri album.
Sure, huh. Which is, I think the Nuri sound is easier in my head to associate with Mikal Hasan versus the Muru indie pop, indie rock sound. But I mean, it's great. Double Game was perhaps too fun for my taste, but Vakti Batayega Wala Jo Gaana Hai, that I felt the duo gelled more in my mind with both their traits. But yeah, it was quite surprising that this happened. Do you think that Muru is consciously making Muru Purani type of music and not pushing the boundary, or is it just he's just doing what he does? And people are happy to be a part of it.
I don't think most artists care where the industry is at and whether they're pushing it forward or not. I think artists make what they want to make, and then sometimes they get bored and they push it forward. Hmm. And when they get bored and they're pushing it forward, they may or may not survey the industry and see what everybody else is doing and try to make it. In this case with Muru, I think he is making what he makes.
And I feel to sort of add a caveat to that, because I don't obviously disagree fully. What I mentioned pichli episode mein, usse pichle mein, Afrobeats type music has gotten really popular in the Western world pichle ek do saalon mein. And also you can trace it by TikTok mein dances jo hai na, more Afrobeat style are getting more popular. Har khabar pe nazar. So I have started seeing this in the past 2-3 months in the songs that in the Hamnawa playlist that come across. Unka influence badhta ja raha hai with the newer people, even with some of the established people. So I feel that is not just ke artists are making what they're making. There sometimes there is also like a aajkal ye chal raha hai. So let's try this as well. Which might be a thing that I don't know. I was gonna say maybe it's a newer artist thing and established people don't do it, but I think maybe established people also try new stuff. Yeah, like in the Muru songs sound like a Muru song. With like, you know, perhaps different people featuring, different production quality, perhaps, even though the songs were super tightly produced pehle bhi. But not like, you know, wow, can't believe Muru did this.
Yeah, it fits into your mental model.
Yeah.
Right? For good or bad.
Yeah.
And so that's, if you're interested in that kind of music that like makes sense, yes, this is very much more of that same kind of music.
Yeah.
But it's not anything different or hard to categorize.
Huh. I think more interesting was, okay, achha, Mikhail-san doing this sort of stuff. Chalo. That's that's new.
The notability is the collaboration almost. Yeah.
And this is, you're saying this is Muru ki apni album rather than Muru and Mikhail-san doing an album together.
Correct. Muru has put out, let's see.
This is Kirdar. Achha, Kirdar has, Kirdar SM is an EP, three songs with Mikhail-san and one with Mujam. I don't know who that is. And then there's also Bittersweet with Umair Share, Umair Talanjum, Umair. Achha. Good.
Yeah, so four songs in the Kirdar EP.
Yeah, because usse pehle his album.
He spelled Kirdar with a Q, which is my biggest problem with this.
Really? Kirdar kaaf se nahi hota?
Nukta wale kaaf se nahi hota. Dandi wale kaaf se wale kaaf se hota. Agar idhar main fail ho gaya to bas bahut
daal. Yeah. Yeah. What do you think?
Edit kar dena please bhai.
Yeah, I think Kirdar is nukta wale kaaf. Anyway. But haan, great segue. Proud of you for doing this. And surprised. I don't know why did my normie gang, I suppose because they're normie gang, main socha unke paas kaise aaya itna, you know, latest release type scene. Maybe they're following Muru alag se, because Muru also has fans from outside the music space, so you know, vlogging ye wo. And then they, people discover ki achhi music bhi karte hain, so yeah, multi hyphenate. पिछली दफा मैं अभी क्लिप्स एडिट कर रहा था ना, बड़ा यूज किया, अग्रेसिव यूसेज ऑफ मल्टी हाइफनेट. खैर, एनीथिंग मोर ऑन दिस और डू वी मूव टू द नेक्स्ट?
लेट्स मूव ऑन.
ठीक है. देन देयर वाज अ सॉन्ग व्हिच इज इन सिंधी. वी आर एक्सपेंडिंग, बाय वी आई मीन ज़ीरक इज एक्सपेंडिंग द कवरेज ऑफ पाकिस्तानी म्यूजिक एंड वी नाउ हैव अ सिंधी सॉन्ग व्हिच आई वाज लाइक, मैं किसको भेजूं? आई थिंक दिस इज सिंधी और सराइकी, आई एम नॉट श्योर. इरफान जुनेज. This is a Sindhi song. Exploitation of contacts, jo hai na, wo yahan tak pahunch gaye. And he said, yes, it is a Sindhi song. So I can confirm to you all that it is a Sindhi song. It's great. I saw that it also has a video. This song, achha, haan, naam bhi batai dete hain hum. This song is Vadiyo Vadiyo something. Vadiyo Vadiyo, I don't know what the last word is, Galyun. By Babar Mangi and Hasnain Samo. Very nice song. Vibes again were like, if you say that this person is like, you know, this is a super pop song. It has some melodies which I would consider very folk adjacent, folk inspired. There's obviously a hip hop rap bit interspersed through it. Lekin, how did you come across this artist? Because the video I saw was a couple months old.
So Babar Mangi, I discovered because our friends who used to run the Lost Ox, Insta page aaya tha, they had posted a few Babar Mangi songs, which is how I discovered Babar Mangi.
Achha.
Babar Mangi has put out a lot of Urdu rap and also Sindhi rap recently. He's very good.
Okay.
So that's how I followed him. But Lela found this song. So Lela was on.
Is Babar Mangi the person who's rapping, or is he the one who's singing?
Yes, he's the one who's rapping.
Achha, achha, achha. So his song, his name comes first in the credits. Achha, Babar Mangi, and his, achha, main uske page pe
gaya. Babar Mangi is fairly established. So if you see some of his other songs, they're very good and very different from other rap, but very much still hip hop.
Yeah.
इसमें जो इंटरेस्टिंग बात ये कि हसनैन सामो, एक तो सजाद अली 2.0, लाइक मैंने सुना, इट कुड हैव बीन सजाद अली सिंगिंग,
राइट राइट राइट,
इट जस्ट सो वेरी फैमिलियर बट ऑब्वियसली नॉट सजाद अली, और या सो नॉट सजाद अली, ग्रेट बट फिट्स द बिल.
वीडियो भी काफी इंटरेस्टिंग थी. आई मीन
वीडियो बहुत अच्छी थी.
या
एंड व्हाट आई लाइक इज द state of non-Urdu and non-Punjabi music, like Pashto, Sindhi, all the other languages of the country, their song and video work being elevated to this level of fidelity.
Sure, sure. Huh.
Right? मतलब इसमें ये कि जैसे मेरे आपके जैसे लोग जो हमें सिंधी, हमें पता भी नहीं कि सिंधी बोल रहे हैं कि नहीं बोल रहे, हम भी कह रहे हैं इंटरेस्टिंग, यू नो विच इज वाई यू कैन ऑल्सो सी. अब जो हमने रैप से पहले बात शुरू की थी कि पंजाबी म्यूजिक कैसे, हाउ इज इट गेटिंग आउट ऑफ द इट्स बबल ऑफ पंजाबी ऑडियंसेज इन टू not just diaspora audiences but also broad,
not even desi, non-desi
audiences, and it's these little things like subtitles hui nahi hai, gaane mein kis kism ka element hai, thoda sa familiar ek western element hai jiski wajah se log aa rahe hain. So these little things do add up. Why it was coke studio so big all over the world, kyun gaane ka matlab to kisi ko nahi pata tha, wo teen line mein subtitle likhte the, aakar mein unhone ab wo roman urdu mein bhi subtitle likhte the, urdu mein bhi subtitle likhte the, angrezi mein bhi subtitle likhte the, us puri duniya ne sunni shuru kar di. I'm not saying the subtitles make the song popular, but what I'm saying is that these little things add up.
No, of course it's a big doors thing. All these people doors, who do food videos, especially Pakistani food videos, they hire people to do subtitles in like a whole bunch of languages, official people to write that stuff, and you can choose. So there's clearly intense value in adding subtitles.
And so अब इसमें बाबू मंगी ने क्या किया है कि लाइक द वीडियो इज जस्ट हाई इनफ क्वालिटी दैट पीपल हु डोंट स्पीक सिंधी आर लाइक आई एम इंटरेस्टेड, आई वुड लाइक टू नो व्हाट यू आर सेइंग, राइट, वेयर यू आर नाउ मेकिंग इट इंटरेस्टिंग फॉर मी टू डू द वर्क ऑफ फिगरिंग आउट व्हाट यू आर सेइंग बिकॉज ही हैज ओपन सम अदर डोर. एंड सो आई प्रेफर दिस अ लॉट, दिस व्हाई वी लाइक ज़हूर व्हेन ही डज हिज पश्तो म्यूजिक. ज़हूर भी ये करता है, व्हिच इज दैट ही टेक्स दीज एलिमेंट्स दैट वी डू नो एंड फाइंड इंटरेस्टिंग एंड इज सेइंग ओके बट नाउ आई एम taking you with these familiar doors onto my turf, and so which makes you want to understand his turf and figure out what he's saying, right, which actually gives you buy-in into the artist. The artist is making you do work, but making you do work after he has captured your interest by making you not do work. A problem kya hota hai, jaise hum wo Sanam Marvi ki Spotify ke bare mein maine baat ki hui hai pehle, usme ye hai ki audio bilkul off hai, kuch samajh nahi aa raha, title kuch samajh nahi aa rahe, acha aap jaye any local artists jo traditional form of music kar rahe hain, jo young nahi hai, unka Spotify page dekhenge aap kuch samajh nahi aayega kaun si cheez kab release hui, kaise release hui, gaane ka naam kya hai, kya situation hai, artwork kya hai, uski samajh nahi aata aapko kaun sa gaana kab sunna hai, kidhar karna hai. Mere jaise log bhi aur usko categorize nahi kar sakte, to aur koi kya sunega. So these little things add up, and as a result of which people cannot get into that music.
And if you're platform natives, these things are what you would consider just like minimum requirements. That's how you navigate, you know, the various platforms. Agar wohi nahi hai, that immediately in your mind puts up this barrier ki achha mujhe khojna padega, kaun kare. And then Sanam Marvi especially is such a weird example of having this issue, because many people's first exposure to Sanam Marvi will be Coke Studio. You know, arguably the highest of the highest pedestals, and you're like, "Achha ji, phir hum inke Spotify pe bhi jaate hain." Wahan agar ye sort of chaos chal rahi hai, to you get like really confused. Ke bhai, I thought Sanam Marvi to bhai bahut hi super established, super official, sab kuch hoga. But if it's not there, to yeah, really that'll put up those barriers. Yeah, but I'm happy that there's a, because Sindhi music, Punjabi music, obviously very popular. Urdu music, chalein, quote unquote national language. Pashto music also bahut sunne mein aati hai. Pashto language in like pop music, you can expect it with Yasir and Javed and all those people. Jawad. Yeah. Liari Underground ke through chalo aapne Balochi bhi sun li. But Sindhi, I can't remember a Sindhi pop song I've heard before this, like that I could easily, you know, link in my mind. Which was also why this was really, you know, good to have included in the playlist, and hopefully we'll find more. But Saraiki bhi suna hua hai, matlab Multan Sultan ka, I think pichle se pichla one of the Zulfi anthems in the PSL for Multan Sultans was in Saraiki. I was like, haan ji theek hai, Saraiki bhi mujhe aati hai. But yeah, it was a good surprise to have these guys in, and the video was really clean and well done. So बस ठीक है, हमने कर दिया स्टैम्प ऑफ अप्रूवल. एवरी सेंटेंस हैज टू एंड इन लाइक सम फॉर्म ऑफ कैओटिक फॉल ऑफ. बट या आई थिंक आई विल लुक एट मोर बाबर मंगी सॉन्ग्स एट द वेरी लीस्ट. हसनैन सामो आल्सो, या हसनैन सामो इज आल्सो, आई लाइक्ड हिज पार्ट एज वेल. देन देयर वाज समथिंग, हाँ, सो we have talked about Faisal Kapadia. Faisal Kabadia is trying new things. Faisal Kabadia is working solo. He's doing stuff. There was an unusual thing that happened in this playlist. Main tumse kaha tha na wo wala gana Abyss by Javi and Hamza Ali. Theek hai. I like the song. I had heard it because I listened to the playlist while doing stuff, commuting, whatever. So it stood out. Kechi ye gana mujhe chala. The Faisal Kabadia songs really feel to me, matlab they're notable because he's such a big name of the industry and he's doing stuff on his own. But it seems like even the new stuff he's trying is sort of dated, in my view. Lekin jab I heard this song, I was like, if he does something like this, like this whole song, Abyss, I was like, this is the sort of forward-looking vibe that Faisal Kabadia's voice could fit right into. Like, I don't know who's singing. Is it Javi or Hamza Ali? But if Faisal Kabadia was singing this song, I was like, it would fit for his thing. And
that's song, an interesting thing. So Faisal Kabadia is working with main naam bhul raha hu unka, Parvez Mehdi, do bhai hai na, ek Siege wale aur ek dusre, ek Ali Parvez Mehdi hai aur ek SM Parvez Mehdi. So I think Faisal Kabadia is working with SM Parvez Mehdi, who also works with Ali Noor. So I think they are from this like older generation of music making. And SM Parvez Mehdi is the more kind of electronic focus. He's the more modern of all of them, but still is, I would classify as the slightly older generation. I think what you are saying is what Faisal Kabadia needs is to do like an Atif Aslam Go moment. Okay, Go being the Coke Studio song, jo Abdullah Siddiqui aur Manu ne likha tha, jo Atif ne gaya. Right? And so Atif suddenly became this kind of modern thing, but he was actually singing a song written by these younger kids.
Yeah.
And maybe what you're asking Faisal Kabadia to do is that same thing. And we're not saying Faisal Kabadia don't write songs, but basically I think what you are saying is that there is a maybe this kind of even more, you're asking for, yes, do more of this, but do even more.
Yeah. Because obviously Faisal is looking to us for guidance. So usme ye hai ki if you, I think what, if we are understanding his aims correctly, then I feel that those aims could perhaps be met more effectively if the collaboration was done. If there was like one of those main collaborators was somebody who was much younger than him. Like ye current generation wale. But even just like Umair ke saath agar Faisal Kabadia ko gaana kar le, that'll immediately be different.
That's a good theory. I think there's a more charitable way of looking at it. Which is overall, I kind of like the album. Faisal Kabadia could sing a phone book and I would like it. Right? It's very hard not to like anything that he sings.
Okay.
Like Faisal Kabadia does not sing a bad song. Many. He is very good. This album is very different, obviously, right? So it's not very strings. It's not guitar based. It's much more electronic, and he sings with a lot of different other co singers.
Yes.
Many of them are duets. One of them is like Arabic, Urdu duet, do teen aur bhi hain. So I think, you know, it's interesting to listen to. It's interesting what song, what direction he's taking. It sounds to me almost, the closest analog I get is Raat Shabnami from Strings' last album, which was much more electronic. So I feel like he's doing a bit of that as well. I think jo hum beech mein ek cheez jo pichli discussion mein wo nikal rahe hain na, which is that maybe the goal is to become this kind of young, hip, modern, which needs an even more different approach. Like this is still too tired before. I don't know if that's necessarily the goal here, right?
Maybe
what there is to add some kind of electronic freshness to that older sound. It's like basically saying, should Foo Fighters be making, you know, R&B pop? QK, because rock is dead.
Sure.
And I don't think that's the answer, right? Because so they make their stuff and maybe they add some like elements here or there to make it more modern, but it's different. And so I don't know what Faisal Kabadia is like. Own interest is like, I'm glad he's putting out new music. I think it's interesting. I think it's good to see him outside of Strings. Or jo inka Coke Studio wala gana tha Young Stunners ke saath, wo to, that is huge.
See,
everybody loves his bit on it.
Yeah, that song is also where I'm drawing some of my assumptions from. Kyunki in the behind the scenes video of that song where Faisal is talking about how he got, you know, recruited by Zulfi, Faisal said ki bhai mujhe to karna hi nahi tha, mera to abhi Strings khatam hua tha, and I was like, acha ji, I'm going to take a break, figure out kya hona hai, whatever. And then when he comes into this song, he really appreciated, it seemed, the exposure to new perspective. Coke Studio ke sare producers bhi, apart from, you know, Zulfi, he made a point of getting young producers who are, you know, doing a lot of the sort of work that is seen in the industry. So, huh, I was wondering, because the sound is, it's definitely Faisal, whenever a band splits and people go solo, there is almost always an effort to make your own space, which is always a somewhat uphill battle because you're competing against, you know, decades of legacy. So you try new things and it takes a while for whatever things to stabilize. But he's definitely kuch kuch gaane mein wo bhi ho raha hai, you know, there's a hip hop element in it. There's, you know, foreign chalo singers to aa jaate hain. So it definitely seemed to me ke I think acha he's trying to ek to stand out, do his own thing, but also push the sound forward. Which, and I think it's not just ke this is a really modern sound that these guys have, ye Abyss wala jo gaana hai. But somehow I feel like tum bhi sunna zara phir se gaana. Just imagine Faisal Kabadia singing the same song, exact same song, but just Faisal Kabadia singing the Abyss song. And it really fits. So I think, and it's not the most modern sound or production, Abyss ki, but it has this like, my video ruk gayi, achha, you're back. It has this like ambient synth pop kind of sound, which I think, I don't know if he's trying or if he's considered or whatever, but I think it would
fit be great
his
at
voice. Yeah,
he would be great at it. Like Umair was doing his atmospherics and Faisal Kapadia was singing on top, that would sound great.
Yeah.
I think as a conclusion to what you're saying, I'm glad that Faisal Kapadia is doing solo work that is not strings too.
Sure. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's great. I think the first test when a band splits and people start doing solo work is this everybody doing the same thing separately? And I'm glad that this is not that. And I kind of enjoyed the album. So it was great. I think what we're also saying is that we would love to see him work with other of these like younger people and younger artists, because they would do really new things with Faisal. And it seems that he's interested in doing this stuff anyway. So we would love to see more of that happen. Zuha Zubairi ke saath to kar rahe hain kaam, but jitne aur log saath karenge, I feel like there's a youngsters wala, jaise we have proof of that. That there it seems like there would be a lot more interesting stuff to come up. So I would be very intrigued to see that happen.
And not to take anything away from Javi and Hamza Ali, Abyss is a great song. I really liked it. The video also is so incredibly simplistic. It's nothing. It seems like it's just like a static, not static, but it's like a very basic animation. And it just fits. Like you don't, it doesn't seem like, achha ji, ye to, you know, it's not, it's better than a lyric video. You don't even need a music video after this, but I really liked Abyss.
And more proof, but again, I haven't heard these names before, so they're new songs for me. And it's just more proof that there's tons of these artists that, you know, have yet to amass thousands of followers that are still putting out really, really good music. And so there's a kind of amplification problem here also. Huh. So it's just good sign. One other thing on Faisal Kapadia.
Abyss ka ye hua tha ke kal hamari yahan dost aaye the, and one of them was Normie Crowd, and wohi kisi ka andar ka mandir ke lyrics itne simple kyun hain, aur Razan wala gana bahut acha laga cuz it has sort of mushkil lyrics and Eastern classical-ish vocals from Zen. Abyss sun raha tha, so skeptical into it. He's like, haan, chalo, theek hai, whatever, it seems fine. Abyss ke andar bhi mushkil lyrics and sudden alap type scene aata. Oh, ekdam se bhai, interest badh gaya. Like in real time, I saw a person get converted to Javi and Hamza Ali. So important.
So you are saying Salil Surdu loves and alap.
Yeah. Wo, you know, culture aap sahi se kar rahe hain, to aap sahi se kar rahe hain na. anyway, you weren't saying something about Faisal.
What I was saying about Faisal Kapadia is what I think would be a slam dunk is if Faisal Kapadia pulled either Johnny Cash or Peter Gabriel and did covers.
Yeah.
Because him singing songs that other people are singing, it would be great.
Yeah. He has one of the all-time, you know, recognizable voices in Pakistani music, not even pop, just like music all over. You know, Faisal Kapadia, Ali Azmat, Hadi Kakiani, all these people, they have like really standout voices that people associate with, like, you know, moments in our musical history. तो ठीक है जी, फैसल कबाड़ी ऑब्वियसली यू आर वाचिंग एंड लिसनिंग और समबडी हु नोज हिम, तो पास कर दीजिएगा आप माय रिकमेंडेशंस कंसल्टेंसी के लिए, अगर आपको हायर करना हो तो आप देख लें
प्लीज पॉडकास्ट पे आ जाएं
या मैं दुबई दुबई आ जाऊंगा मैं, आई थिंक ही लिव्स इन दुबई नाउ, बट या दैट्स नॉट पर्सनल इंफॉर्मेशन, पता चला वो कह रहे हैं आप उनका घर का एड्रेस दे दिया. एनीवे, एनी अदर, सो दोज वर माय picks from this. One other thing was Kasai. You know, Eva B, there was this thing where Eva B bahut mashhoor hui thi zamane mein, and some old heads, hip hop heads, were like, yaar theek hai, she's famous, but for a girl her rap is fine. Wo wali perspective tha na. And some of them used to be like, she's doing good, but like her lyrics seem very, you know, simplistic or whatever. Theek hai, whatever. So mere dimag mein wo baat baith gayi, influence ho gaya main. And then जब मैं कसाई सुन रहा था, मैंने कहा अच्छा हाँ ठीक है ये तो वैसे हो, but then when I heard it, like I maybe skipped through it before she came, then when I went back to the song, I was like holy shit, Eva B is like going in hard on the song, ये क्या हो गया इसको? Hope her life is great, but the song is also like I haven't heard Eva B sound like this in previous songs, so shout out I guess, and I sent it to one of those, you know, old heads, like wo kya scene hai opinions tumhare but yeah,
no I think song. She's great, and there's like for me, I think I try not to even comment on the kind of demographic aspects that make sure. someone unique, right? Like gender ya age, matlab wo jo jaise young bachche aate hain unka yehi ban jata hai ki like for many years some of the early stories about Abdullah Siddiqui were always like look how young is he
yes
and
yes
matlab ab usse kab nikling right, because that then it becomes a kind of entrapping thing, and that's not the most interesting thing
Eva to see about that ke, oh you know niqab pehnti, that was the whole headline,
right? And it's again if it's an interesting thing, but it can't be the entirety of the story always.
Yeah.
So there has to be something else.
Yeah.
So I think she gets almost, she has a lot of notoriety and is well known because she is like one of the first female rappers from a community where it would be historically hard to do so. She's talked about it, right? Yeah. She's talked about why like covering her face was an important part of being able to start doing this.
Yeah.
Good for her. And the fact that she's one of the first, like one of the first always matters. Like it matters who the first is. We hold that against people if that is a demographic that we don't like. And if it's a demographic we like, we celebrate it, right? The first Pakistani rock band, we would always be like, oh, yes. Pakistani ladkon ne dekhi pehli dafa humne rock music banani shuru kar di. Lekin agar koi pehli ladki kar le, to hum kahenge, oh, achha. You know, first woman, but theek hai na, phir to
wo darwaza khule.
Nahin, phir affirmative action hoga na. Yeah. Yeah, prove yourself hoga, yeah, yeah. It's just basically the demographics are used in a way we want to use them. And so for me, the work is important. So it's clear that the work here is speaking to you. And it speaks to a lot of people. Like if you look at the kind of comments under YouTube, like lots of people are looking up to her. And her initial pitch for starting to rap also was talking about issues of Liari, वहीं जहाँ से बहुत सारे लड़के निकले हैं, but from a perspective that the guys can't talk about. And nobody else can, you know, and she can. She has the ability to do it. And most of the people commenting don't have the ability to fully capture them also. Including us. Like, can we fully understand it? No, I don't think we can.
And there's a lot of award-giving type vibes just for acknowledging this, which always also makes me like a bit uncomfortable ke bro matlab isme kya kya
humne to badi baat nahi ki
this is
literally just us doing the bare minimum
bare minimum to bahut trophies di jati hain but khair I think it was a great song, I think it was a really good song, and much to my surprise because I wouldn't associate, like I know she's good at driving stuff, but I perhaps didn't associate the more aggressive bravado kind of work from her in the past. And the one thing about that I was thinking about the demographics thing was ki haan ji Abdullah Siddiqui so young Eva B jo hai wo nikab karti hai, but all of that wears off and you become obsolete pretty quickly if you don't have the talent to really back it up, right? These things are only novel shuru shuru mein, and it's like a testament to their talent and skill that they've just gone to, you know, bigger and bigger heights since that initial identifier was attached to them. Apart from this, Meena, bhai, Zeeshan Parvez is very happy to have him back. I think we just like Zeeshan Parvez. The song is also great. Sab kuch theek hai, but hum sunke hum khush ho jaate
hain. It's hard. Zeeshan bhai. Like Zeeshan Parvez.
Yasir and Jawad are very good. Also, they've been around for a long while. Aur kya hai? Ashif Jahad, Share, Umar Anjum, Zain. Zain dekh ke main pareshan ho gaya tha, but this is another Zain. Not Zain Malik. Deposit by Imran Khan. Very surprised to have Imran Khan back. I was thinking ek pura mega episode karte hain about how important Imran Khan is to the Pakistani music scene. But maybe next time. Hopefully this means, because Imran Khan is not very active, is what I was thinking. He had that one album come out. Maybe he had...
I think he's active in terms of performing. He doesn't release new music that often.
Yeah. Like in this time, since he became famous, Amplifier times, so like 2-3 albums aap expect kar sakte the. But he's done that one main album, Bewafa Wali, and then uske baad he has like ek do Bollywood gaane, ek do alag singles. So hopefully more music comes out. Heather, I like generally as an artist. Toh Dhanak was also a fun song from Heather. Anything you want to mention that I've missed?
Otherwise, Bayan is on there. Talal has a couple of new songs. Bayan, one with Asim Azhar, which I think is the first for them. So notable.
Right,
for
it
that,
is. Okay.
Combination. So yeah, lots of good stuff.
Yeah. DJ Khalifa is a person on this album. Jiska main naam suna, and I thought acoustic was not what I was expecting, but it was exactly where it was. which... Good subversion, DJ Saab. But Haji, good. I think we continue. Same good problem to have. More people, more music, more genres. So, achhi baat hai, humare paas bhi kuch discuss karne ko rehta hai. Theek hai ji. We'll see you next month. Zirak will be in another place in this house or another place in the world altogether. Who knows? Daadi hogi nahi hogi. Who knows? Lots of things coming up. Good things in the future.
Cliffhanger.
बिग मूव्स जो कहते हैं ना लोग, हमारे पास बिग मूव्स हैं, ये हमारे बिग मूव्स ऐसे हैं, बहुत ही घरेलू लेवल. ठीक है, ऑलराइट, सी यू नेक्स्ट वीक.